My name is Andrew Warkenton, and today I will be introducing the OS that I am writing, which I've been calling UXRT, an internal or placeholder name. There will be a reference distribution that I have yet to name, but more on that later. Currently, it is basically in a skeletal state. I have only gotten so far as the memory allocator stack for the root server, but I have much of the architecture planned out. Here are my goals for UXRT. It will be a general-purpose OS with good support for both desktop, server, and high-end embedded use cases. This seems to be somewhat neglected by current research OS development, Gnode being one notable exception. General-purpose OS development is more active in the hobby OS world, though. However, many hobby OS projects don't have quite the same goals that I do. It will give owners and admins more control over the system without patching than mainstream OSs do. Mainstream OSs have been on a creeping trend of what I like to call architectural authoritarianism that has started to become especially apparent over the last 10-plus years. Even Linux hasn't been immune to this. Major parts of the Linux stack like systemd and GNOME have done things like moving policy from scripts to compiled programs, removing configuration options for no particularly good reason, and replacing text-based formats with binary ones, again, without any good reason. Being free in terms of licensing shouldn't be an excuse for this kind of thing. UXRT will instead expand scriptability and configurability relative to mainstream OSs. It will have extensive support for overriding or extending basically any service in the system without any need for recompiling or fragile shared library hacks, going far beyond any mainstream OS and most alternative ones as well. Also, text-based formats will be preferred wherever they make sense. The security model will be stronger and more fine-grained than on mainstream OSs. Keeping with the previous points, the admin or owner will be excluded from the threat model, with the possible exception of certain types of embedded systems, although that would be exclusively up to the developers of such devices and not the UXRT project itself. Enhanced security will be fully integrated into the system, and not a hacked-on afterthought like on Linux. The risk of most common OS-level vulnerabilities will be reduced compared to mainstream systems. This should mean a reduced dependence on updates to maintain security, although of course the need for updates won't be completely eliminated. Reliability will be better than conventional OSs even on systems without redundancy. Real-time support will be better than mainstream OSs. There will be no need for dual-kernel or virtualized setups to run real-time and general-purpose applications on the same system. Although only certain APIs will provide real-time guarantees, which isn't uncommon on other real-time OSs. The GUI will be desktop first, going against the trend of mobile-like environments on desktops. Mobile devices will probably be supported at some point, and I will try to follow a responsive design type model, but I won't compromise support for desktop to support mobile. There will be direct support for compatibility with the majority of Linux applications and drivers, integrated reasonably well with the rest of the system, rather than requiring heavyweight types of virtualization or containerization that limit integration. It will try